Verge Bonero from Lansing. Of course, he is the Democratic candidate for governor for the state of Michigan. Mayor, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time today. I know that you are very busy. What's going on with the poll? Why is this such a hard process that everyone thinks that you're the underdog, the polls show this, you constantly got to fight and scratch and claw for everything?
Well, that's politics, Tony. You got to fight for what you believe in. I've got a lifetime of doing that, and as you know, I've been underestimated many times. I don't mind being underestimated. In fact, I'd rather prefer it. Things are going great in the campaign. We've got 2 months to go, and there's plenty of undecided voters. There's plenty of voters that are going to come our way. I put together a great team. I'm very confident in where we're headed. We're on our Fighting for Main Street tour right now. The response has been phenomenal to that. Not only are we explaining to people, showing people our Main Street agenda that works for Main Street, not so much for Wall Street. It's focused on Main Street. Wall Street has taken enough. But we're also getting information from people out there all across the state about their ideas so, you know, we can tweak and add to our agenda, because it's not just simply what Verge Bonero believes, but I also got to know what people believe and what people are feeling out there on Main Street in Michigan.
Is it frustrating for you, though, that you've been working so hard and that you've traveled around the state, yet you're still seen as the underdog and people are still undecided?
No, it's not frustrating. It's a challenge. I enjoy a challenge. And again, this is politics. The media is more obsessed with polls than anybody. I don't know about you in particular, but much of the media, polls, the numbers. The poll that's out there is already more than a week old. A poll is a snapshot of what people at that point in time, and a lot of people are just getting information. I mean, we just got done with our convention. We had a very successful convention. I've got Brenda Lawrence, the mayor of Southfield. I've got a two-mayor ticket for the first time in history. It's a Main Street ticket. It's doing very well. The Republicans had a rather raucous caucus at their convention. The campaign is really just getting underway. So the numbers, I'm completely undaunted. I mean, again, I was 20 points down in the primary. People were writing my epitaph prematurely. That's okay. Things are just fine. We have a better message. I'm on the side of working people. My opponent is, a CEO. Michigan doesn't need a chief executive outsourcer. There's a big difference between my approach to economic development, what we've done here in Lansing, what we continue to do, Tony. You know, we're working on the GM expansion that's going to be $200 million and another 640 jobs. Do you know Lansing has grown manufacturing jobs every month this year? We have 1,800 new manufacturing jobs this year. Manufacturing, the same sector that my opponent, Rick Snyder, says we should give up on. He's waving the white flag on manufacturing. I think it's an important part of our future. He believes that most of our manufacturing can be done, or all of it, in Mexico and China. That's what he did at Gateway. You don't have to believe me. You can Google it and see. You know, maybe he can do for Michigan what he's done for Gateway. I don't think that'd be a good thing.
Mayor, where are we on the debates? I know that Rick Snyder wants three. You want more. Where is that process?
Well, it's frustrating to me, but, you know, we're in negotiations. We've got somebody handling it. He has somebody handling it. I hope and trust that we're negotiating in good faith so that we can give the voters at least, you know, he said, I want eight. He said he would only do three. I quickly have agreed to three. Now we're trying to just simply agree to the terms. And I certainly hope that that's going to be done. I think that's what voters deserve, is to see us in a one-on-one, you know, with the moderator, so that we can have a real dialogue, an honest discussion in front of the public, in front of the media, which is then in front of the public.
Need more than three? Why do you need eight?
Well, because that way we could go all around the state and make it convenient for people to come into an auditorium and see us personally and go to the local media market. I don't have to lecture you about media and how it works. I mean, you could do one, or you could do, if all three were multicast around the state, that would be great. But if it's unlikely. You know, and I know it's unlikely that, you know, that one debate is going to be broadcast all around the state. So if you did eight, you could get in front of the major media markets of the state. And Tony, when you and I talk, you know, I have to like you, but I don't talk to you because I like you. The reality is, you're the media. You know what I'm saying? You represent the public.
I do.
And so so when I talk to you, I'm talking to the public. If I disrespect you, you know, I disrespect the public. So If I say no to you, and that's why we say yes, even at times when it's not convenient for us, because we know when we talk to you, we're talking to the public. And so that's the reason for eight. It would be to go out to different media markets and then talk to those people and let them hear me and my opponent and make their own decision instead of just the attack ads, instead of just the TV ads. See, Rick Snyder is funding his own campaign. He's got a lot of money in his pocket because of the money that he essentially stole from the workers at Gateway. And so, you know, he can buy unlimited ads on TV. I can't afford to do that.
Is he afraid to debate you more than three times?
Well, I don't know that. You'd have to ask him.
All right, well, let's talk about the bridge. We recently had MSU professor Charles Ballard on, who believes that there should be another bridge built from Detroit to Windsor. I know that issue had been tabled. Talk with Tim Skubick earlier this morning. He thinks that maybe you've changed your mind on that. Where do you stand on that?
Now, Tim should talk to me about that. I'll clarify it for him. I've said from the beginning we need a second span to Canada. My father loves to go to Canada and go to Erie Street, Little Italy over there, but increasingly it's jammed up, the tunnel and the bridge, I guess because of the requirements, the customs and all that. And for commerce, not just for my father and others like him who like to travel over there, but for commerce, we need a second span, there's no question. There's competing proposals. One is more of a public proposal. One's more of a private proposal. I was initially concerned about the cost at a time like this to spend $500 million on a new bridge if there was another way to go, if there was a private sector option. Then Canada came out and said they would underwrite the cost for the United States. I'm interested in that, but that also raises concerns about who. So there's a few concerns. I'm willing to look at either proposal, and I want the best proposal. The one number one gets the job done in the most environmentally friendly way. Number two creates the most American jobs. I don't want all the jobs to be on the Canadian side. We need American jobs out of it. Number three, we got to comply with any and all treaty obligations between the United States and Canada. And number four, community acceptance. You know, I want to do the span that is going to gain the most community acceptance. And then there's also number five, the issue of safety to the United States security issues, whatever issues would be in terms of homeland security. So I'll support the span. I want a second span, the one that can get done with the least cost to taxpayers and with those other caveats.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro. We've got just a couple more questions for the mayor. I wanted to ask you about conventions. How much power does a candidate have at the state convention? Because as you mentioned earlier, there was some issues. There was some dividedness, if you will, at the Republican convention. And I was wondering, at your convention, at the Democratic convention, how much power did you have to dictate how that convention was carried off?
Well, it's not really so much a question of dictating, Tony, or power as such. We had a united convention. We are united as Democrats, and we're moving forward, on behalf of what needs to be done for the state of Michigan. I picked my lieutenant governor. I interviewed a lot of folks. I offered the job to one person. That was Brenda Lawrence, the mayor of Southfield. She accepted, and her nomination was virtually unanimously accepted by the convention and embraced. So that's a wonderful thing. I understand they were divided on the choice of lieutenant governor and that Snyder barely got his pick through. That may speak to the quality of the candidate, I don't know, or the difficulties they've got with the Tea Party. But we're united. We've got a great team. It's an unprecedented, the two-mayor ticket. It's Main Street mayors for Michigan. I'm very proud of it, and it's historic in many senses. But, you know, two mayors, we are on the front lines. We know what's going on. We're in the trenches in terms of what works in cities. The other team, Tony, they talk about economic development. They talk about bipartisanship. They talk about balanced budgets. These are things Brenda Lawrence and I have done. These are things I've done every year. As you know, I've balanced five budgets with no tax increase. The city of Lansing has a AA-plus credit rating. Same thing with Brenda Lawrence in Southfield. Nine balanced budgets in a row, no tax increase, AA-plus credit rating. We haven't laid off one police officer or one firefighter. We know the priorities of Main Street. We've implemented it. It's one thing to talk. Talk is cheap. cheap in politics. Reality is, these two mayors, we've gotten results. We've run something. We've run these cities, and we can run the state of Michigan. We actually have the hands-on government experience and the economic development experience. My economic development experience, Tony, is here in Michigan, creating jobs in Michigan. Rick Snyder's experience is creating in Mexico and China. You know, he was the chief executive outsourced. He's got to answer for that. I'm running on my record. He's running away from his record. There's a real difference at the top between a Bredero administration and a Snyder administration.
We've got two more questions for Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. There are some who may be hesitant to vote for another Democrat for the governor's office, as there's been lots of challenges there for people who are worried about the status quo, if you will, the divisiveness, the separation of the House and the Senate to get things done, to get the budget done in an orderly way. What would be the difference in Virge Bonero's administration as opposed to Jennifer Granholm's?
Well, the real question, Tony, is, and that's the question that the Republicans try to pose. But the reality is, I'm not running against Jennifer Granholm. An election is a choice between two people, and one of us, either me or Rick Snyder, is going to be the governor. Now, in my case, I have experience actually balancing budgets. I did it when I was in the legislature. I've done it as mayor of Lansing, 5 balanced budgets in a row, no tax increase. A 20% smaller city government bureaucracy, emphasis on the priorities, public safety, more police on the streets today than when I first took office. I've gotten the job done. I've cut $4 million in deficits over the last 5 years. Every year I had city council members say, we got to raise taxes. Oh, my goodness, we got to raise taxes. Didn't do it. I rejected that for 5 years. The people are not in a position to pay more. We can't simply go to the taxpayers and say, you pay more so that we can keep doing the same things in the same way. We're reinventing government in Lansing. We've done that. We've laid out the red carpet instead of the red tape for business. And in my last race for mayor just last year, I was endorsed not only by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, but by the State Chamber of Commerce, because they know Bredero means business. There is no labor without business. I'm the one with the real economic development experience. And so I've gotten the job done. And when you compare my record with Rick Snyder's record of outsourcing, I think we win. We get that record out. We get that the news out by November 2nd, and we win. The choice is between Virge Bredero and Rick Snyder. He's the one that says, let's not look in the rearview mirror, let's look forward. So what's in the past is in the past. The issue is Virge Bredero or Rick Snyder for the future.
All right, Mayor, we are going to be talking with you in a couple weeks. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Always a pleasure. You too. Thanks, Tony.